Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
A counselor who lives in our city, Dr. Jennifer Thomas, came to see me, and she said, "Gary, I have used the five love languages in my counseling for many, many years." She said, "But I also think that people have apology languages." She said, "I mean that what one person considers to be an apology is not what another person considers to be an apology." I knew she had something there, and so I said to her, I said, "Why don't we research this, and if it's really true, then maybe you and I could write a book that would be helpful to people." So we asked thousands of people two questions. When you apologize to someone, what do you typically say or do? Second question, when someone apologizes to you, what do you want to hear them say and do? If they fell into five categories, we call them the five languages of apology, and we tend to judge the sincerity of the other person on how they're expressing their apology.
You know, let's talk about expressing regret. In fact, you asked this question and it just startled me. And I thought, this is so core to this whole language of apology. You asked the question, how often do I correct problems without assuming responsibility or expressing regret? And right there, I'm sure there are 1,000 misses in relationships. Explain why that's so important.
Well, I think those are two of the fundamental languages of apology. Expressing regret is trying to communicate to the other person that you are pained by what you've done. You know, the prodigal son came home and he said to his father, "I'm not worthy to be your son." You can feel the pain in his voice. "I'm not worthy to be your son." He recognizes that what he has done in squandering his inheritance is terrible. And often we do use the words, "I'm sorry," and I'm not opposed to those words, because that is a way of expressing regret. I just say to people, you know, when you use the words, "I'm sorry," don't ever use those two words alone. Tell them what you're sorry for. "I'm sorry I lost my temper and yelled at you. I'm sorry I came home an hour and a half late and we have now missed the program." If you simply say, "I'm sorry," the other person may well be thinking, "You certainly are. Is there anything else you'd like to say?"
Exactly.
I mean,
if nothing changes in the behavior and they throw a token sorry, eventually you lose credibility with the person.
Yeah. Know? But the other thing you mentioned was accepting responsibility. And for some people, this is what they're waiting to hear. Not simply that you're sorry, but that you accept responsibility for what you did. "What I did was wrong. I should not have done that. It was a poor decision. I accept responsibility for it." Some people, if you don't accept responsibility, then in their mind, how could you be sincere?